Okay, and welcome on with love and blessings. This is Gabriel Cousins. You know me as Dr. Cousins, and also spiritual teacher, and Native American sun dancer, and having lived in India for 7 years, you have a certain, in an ashram, you have a certain perspective on things, which is very different. So, what I want to address today, and I want to start with a prayer of merging the heart and the mind. Amen. So, we're just going to go right into it today without the dance and meditation, but I'm asking a very, very important question. It's the truth of the situation. Is that why are young people today so lonely? Why is there so much? They're more lonely than ever before. There's more suicidal thinking than ever before. And there's more depression than ever before. It's doubled in the last 10 years. What is going on? This is amazingly bad news for our society. What's happening? So I've taken a look at that. A little bit also, I'm a psychiatrist, family therapist, so I have a little bit of background in some of this. But it's still, it's like, what is going on? Okay. And I kind of looked at a few things in the picture. One is, maybe the most important thing is lack of meaning in every level of life. People don't even know what gender they are, okay? People aren't able to really engage in relationship at the same percentage of what it was before. This is the lowest level of relationships that we see, okay? And they lost patriotism, which again, it's about meaning, okay? It's not a rah-rah thing, okay? But less people are believing in religion than ever before. So everything is fading out. Their amount of unmarried people and never married people, adults, is higher than ever before. So if something isn't working, people aren't interacting in a way that's uplifting. People are depressed and some people are angry. And what's interesting is there's a study that showed women who attended church one time a week were five times less likely to commit suicide. Now, I'm not pushing religion per se or going to church. I'm making a very important point, okay? And aside from, you know, believing in God, meaning in life is exceptionally important in the big picture, and that's what I'm talking about. What's going on? Because we're having a serious spiritual meaning breakdown in our society. That's what we're really looking at. It's like, whoa, what do we do about that? Okay. And part of that is there's a tremendous amount of darkness coming into the world. And that's part of like people getting discouraged. You can see it unless you're in complete denial. And we allow darkness to exist if we are bringing light into the world. And without meaning and value and joy and spiritual joy, we're not bringing that light in. So what are the options here? Well, I'm going to think three things. We need to, you know, start working on the connection to God. We start need to working on relationships. connecting each other, and understanding we're all on the same side, to understand our oneness. Just because people disagree doesn't mean we can't feel the oneness, okay? That's kind of what I'm saying. So it's returning kind of a much more to a oneness perspective rather than divided. So that's kind of a key. And part of that is spiritual joy, which I often talk about. And that's an inner thing as well as an outer thing. You know, dancing is outer, brings it in. Inward is more meditation. Okay? And so those are kind of the issues. You know, to sum it up, we're living in a nightmare, but there's only one thing, though. We're not asleep. In other words, it's not a really good night. It's not like a dream. It's our people's lives. And that is what I think is having to do with the increased depression, increased doubling the depression, suicide, drug use. And people, it's very easy, and this is also very important, is victimhood, which is a nice, which is an easy position to take. Victimhood is not a virtue. It doesn't solve the problem of lack of meaning in a very positive way. And this isn't exactly a new problem. George Orwell really said, the further society drifts from the truth, which is what we're talking about here, okay, the more it will hate those who speak it. That's George Orwell, and I think it was the 1930s he said that. Truth and speaking the truth is the greatest thing, okay? And that's what Orwell's talking about. Because when you speak the truth, we rise above our fear. We can be authentic. We can become real people. When you speak the truth, it gives meaning to your life. Okay? Right now, what's the people are focused on control and focused on being liked. And I think that's what we see on, you know, the internet and so forth. But that doesn't bring you meaning. Being light doesn't bring you meaning, okay? And we bring meaning by our actions as an expression of clarity in our world. So you say, wow, this is really a very important thing. Now, what brings lack of meaning? Well, we have the general confusion, and many people who are studying kind of like the meaning of transhumanism is basically saying we're a bunch of animals, we don't have emotions, we don't have thoughts, we don't have, you know, no meaning, no value. Might as well be turned into a robot. And that's kind of where the transhumanism goes. And transgender is like a step before that. Well, what gives people meaning? Well, if you can at least identify with your body as what it is and your gender of what it is, you've got some semblance of meaning. That's not who you are. Who we are is the light of God, okay? But it's something. If you're confused about your gender, and that gender confusion is starting, you know, with three-year-olds and four-year-olds think so are what I would call very, very disturbed educational system. I mean, kids, you're 3 and 4, you're not really thinking, you know, what gender am I? You just are what you are. That's kind of one of the things that's really adding to it, or is also an expression of that, okay? And when you go to transgenderism, the traditional things that give meaning, you know, the focus on God, the family, relationships, we move into a dystopian reality, which is what is happening, which is what I'm talking about when we double the rates of depression, and I'm going to add anxiety, and clearly lack of meaning, and suicide. That's what we get. That is the result. It is not an accident, okay? Unfortunately. And then people without meaning are trying to control everybody else to validate their lack of meaning. So it's a hyper-controlled matrix, mental matrix. And that makes it even harder, okay? Because when you're trying to break out of the matrix and create meaning and value, and it's like, what's going on? So we have the transhumanist push, trying to push us into a post-human world and lose our humanity, lose the spark of God, know who we are, trade ourselves in for a robot or someplace where we can place intelligence as if that's who we are, which it isn't. We're the spark of the divine. And trying to remove it is what we're talking, what they're trying to do, okay? And this is where it starts to really break down in such a heavy way. So we're kind of looking at that and it's like, whoa, okay? Now, from a forces of light and dark point of view, when we reject God, try to get God out of the story, like actually under Obama, they took God out of under God and so forth, the Democratic Party, that was very significant. This is not about Democrats or Republicans. That was just a very significant statement. Because it doesn't leave the world empty, it opens it up to the dark forces. And in this new level of confusion, mental confusion, and the data, not my data, but the data that's out there, okay, does suggest that, for example, transgenders have a much higher rate of depression, anxiety, and suicide rate. It's more of a factual statement. And since we're not here to kind of falsely comfort each other, I have to tell you what the statistics are. Okay? And that's what we're talking about. But in that context, mental illness has become a fashion statement. And it's like, wait, that may look good on TikTok, but maybe your ticker isn't talking so well. Pretty important stuff. And so what do we do? Well, we start working towards creating meaning in our life. Loving the life we live. That sounds good, but we have to live the life we love. So suddenly we start, love? Oh, wow. The minute we use the word love, we're talking about meaning. We're talking about value. You know, I mentioned aloneness. I also mentioned the greatest amount of people who are alone are single mothers. They're the most alone, statistically, what they're talking about with all the studies, demographic studies. Single parent mothers are the most alone. But really, we have an epidemic of loneliness going on in this country. Other countries, you don't see that as to the extent as you're seeing it here and maybe also in England. I don't know exactly the statistics, but the hint of the statistics is there's a great deal of aloneness going on as people move away from relationship as having value and meaning, which they do. Relationships give value and meaning. But when I mean relationship, I don't mean one-night stand relationships. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about people slowly work on developing that heart connection over time, slowly work on developing that intimacy over time, slowly work on developing the trust of another person over time. Well, that's not so easy. but it does give value and meaning to life, which is where we started. Lack of meaning is the number, as far as I'm concerned, the number one cause beyond all this. And part of that lack of meaning is that the total psyop that's going on every level, you know, from chemtrails to, you know, gender confusion to, you know, global warming, cooling kind of statements. Like, it's a big thing. So loving the life we live by living the life we love is a way of beginning to move out of it. But we have to identify what we love. What gives meaning to us? What turns us on? Not just temporarily. And we see in our society the kind of an uptick of cruelty, child abuse. That's going on, okay? When you kind of get to it, the study suggests that people who do those kinds of things, they get a temporary high out of that. It doesn't last. They have to keep doing it again and again. But when you're meditating and when you're in relationship and when you're doing humanitarian things, meaning is coming to you. You don't have to molest children to feel, you know, to get a temporary high. It's there for you. And we are seeing there's obviously an epidemic of it, including among the politicians. Now, I don't have a statistic. I just hear a little bit what's going on in Washington. It's like, okay, that makes sense. These folks don't know quite what they're doing. And I'm not talking Democrats and Republicans. I'm talking politicians. Okay. Living the six foundations and sevenfold peace, okay, you're eating a good diet, you become a conductor of the divine, you're turned on, you're doing things that build up your life force, your prana, the breathing exercises, the yoga type things, Tai Chi, Qigong, doing service gives a lot of meaning to people. Helping other people gives a lot of meaning. Working with spiritual teacher, spiritual group, you know, gives you more meaning because they're surrounded in meaning as part of it. Meditating, repeating the name of God, awakening the spiritual energy. These give meaning. Working out relationships with your family, working out your own relationships, intimacy relationships. As the Native Americans talk about omatakiasin, what does that mean? It means to all my relations, the rock people, living earth, the plant people, okay, the animal, walking, talking, flying ones, and finally the humans, and then relationship with all cultures, and then finally ecoecology, relating, you know, knowing ourselves as one of the living planet. So all those things give meaning and value, and that's what we're looking at. So it is time, this is what I'm talking about, to move out of the loneliness into living your truth in a meaningful way. And that's really a key. And as I said earlier, denying reality to be polite will be socially accepted, which is really going on today. A lot of pressure. Well, if I speak out, I'm going to be, you know, knocked off the social media number. Doing pronouns, you know, they're kind of like a gateway drug. And it's like you're being forced to do that. Some people choose to do that. I understand that. But a lot of people feel forced because they don't want to be socially harassed. Okay. Then we have a government, the multiple governments and social circles who are indoctrinating us into lies. Well, men can have babies. No, that's not true. You can do an operation. It's possible where you can put a uterus in somebody. They've actually done that. But in reality, except for those, you know, very aberrant things, men can't have babies. So what happens? And it's not what's supposed to happen either. So this, but we're indoctrinated in these lies as if it's the truth. You know, there's a big scene that happened in Australia. The kid decided he was a cat. Okay, he's meowing, and they've got a litter box for him. And another student says, "This is crazy." Like the king doesn't have clothes type story. "This is crazy." He begins berating the kid. It's like, "You're not a cat. You're a human being in a sandbox." And the teacher severely punished the kid who said, "You're not a cat." And there was a big scene about that that happened. Okay? But what are people doing? They're trying to redefine external reality to make the abnormal seem normal. That's called upside down. Now, is this new? Well, Isaiah predicted it. He said it, the prophet Isaiah, in the future, people will say bitter is sweet and sweet is bitter. You know, upside down. I'm not going to do the whole quote. I'm just saying he predicted upside down language. Okay? But when we start denying reality to be polite or, quote, not to offend anyone, we are actually encouraging their lack of being in touch with reality. Now, that's pretty important, you know, because when you're really out of touch with reality, it makes a mess down the line or in the moment as well. You know, even though you can be hostile about it and fight for it, in the big picture, it doesn't lead. Where it leads to is increased, just like the statistics say, increased rates of suicide, depression, anxiety, and lack of meaning in life. Because hanging on to these, kind of identities doesn't really give meaning. It creates a false reality, and false realities don't give meaning. Okay, so this is the kind of real struggle our society is going through. It is big, you know. We may say normal isn't coming back, a revolution is. And we can think about that, okay? So what do we do? Let's work towards meaning, okay? Be fearless and present in your life. Do what sets you on fire, set your soul on fire. That's what we're talking about. It doesn't matter how other people think about you. You're doing, you know, and I'm not talking about doing criminal acts, you know, but people doing your life purpose, whatever it is. Forget what society is going to tell you about this is meaningful, not meaningful, whatever. Okay? And the value of a person is not seen with the eye, but felt by the soul. So people who are living their truth, you can feel it. That's what we're talking about. And you can know when you're living your truth because you can feel it. So it's fun that way. And when your soul is turned on, when your soul is on fire, that's what really makes us attractive. Not our bodies obviously add to that, but when your soul's on fire, you know, loving the divine, that's what makes us attractive. Okay, so we have choices to make. We can get create meaning, we can create value, but you gotta make that move to get turned on in life and do something that's really meaningful. Okay, that's what we're talking about. And demonstrating the street doesn't quite do it. I'm not against that. But that doesn't take you to the deeper meaning of who you are. A healthy relationship. That's a huge challenge for people. So they say more people lonely now than ever before, more depression than ever before. Okay. So we have the innate ability to choose the light of God, you know, that we do. Okay. Now, I'm going to play with words a little bit, but you know, the leaders, the health leaders and the politicians were saying the unvaxxed were a danger to the public. They weren't. The unvaxxed were a light to the public because that's the way that maybe saved many people's lives. I'm not sure, but they say about 60% of the U.S. population did get the vax shot at least once. And then after that was 20%. After that, maybe 3%. People are starting to wake up about it. But the real danger of the people didn't get vaxxed is it ruined the media narrative. Because the people who didn't get vaxxed had much less had a far lower rate of death than people who did get vaxxed. Without going into the details, that's not our point here. But that statistic is worldwide. Those who got vaxxed had significantly increased rates of death at every age, from teenager on up, particularly the people in their 40s, that range of 30 to 50, had much higher rates of death than people who were unvaxxed. So it's like, this is real. We got to get that this is real. We got to pay attention to this is real, okay? So, but it's a story, It ruined the media narrative. Okay? Some people are going to hate you, but don't worry about, how do I put it? The people who hate you, okay, I'm going to put it this way, because the truth we speak, it contradicts the lies they live. It challenges the lies they live. Now, that's good because it can wake people up. This is, it gives options here to wake people up and take people to kind of another level. So that's a good thing, that we're looking at. So when we look at this whole picture, we go back to love the life you live and live the life you love. And that will bring meaning and value. And that includes relationships. It includes all the things that they've kind of put down. Well, relationships, family, God. You remove all those things, meaning goes way down. That is what has happened. It's not like speculation. That's what's happened. So we have a choice to go back now and recreate this higher frequency life of meaning and value, and I'm going to say love. And that is what turns our soul on fire. So may everybody be blessed that we turn our souls on fire. Just a little thing, I'm going to mention that we do a world peace meditation on each equinox and solstice, which is another way of turning your souls on fire. And it's 7 p.m. Now, there are lots of time changes, but it's on the equinox, the 21st of March. And it's 7 p.m. Israel time, and then you just figure out all the time following that through. And that's a special thing where we all gather and create a world thought form for peace, which for some people is very, very powerful. So I invite you all to participate in that. And you can see how to get that from our website. And then we also have a weekly world peace meditation. Again, it's a way of waking up and connecting with other people as well. So it's doable. We're not trapped in meaningless and lack of value and depression. No, we don't need to do that. We have options. That's the big message here. We have options. Love the life you live and live the life you love. Peace be with you, and may your life be filled with ever-increasing meaning. Aho.